So, Guten Chodesh, once again, months go by fast. Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Today is the month of Iyar, begins, and in Navi, in Malachim, it's called Yerach Ziv. And Sefer Malachim, where we read about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash for the first time by Shlomo HaMelech, the Torah refers to this month as the month of Ziv. In fact, the word Iyar is not mentioned in Tanakh at all, but the word Ziv is, and that is what it's called in Malachim. In Chumash it's called the Chodesh Hasheni. It's the second month, because we start counting from Nisan, Parshas Noach. In fact, according to one opinion, the Mabul began in Chodesh Hasheni, which is Iyar, according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is a very jam-packed month for many reasons. First of all, this is a month of Sfiras HaOmer. It's the only month where every single day there's a mitzvah. You don't have this in any other month. Every month has a Yom Tov, every month has something unique, but that every single day has a specific mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, is only Iyar. It starts in Nisan, but it's not the entire Nisan. It finishes in Sivan, but it's not the entire Sivan. The entire Iyar, from beginning to end, has 4 weeks of Sfira in it, usually the week of Teferis, Netzach, holding yourself, and those who are familiar with the Sfirais. So Iyar is the month of Sfira. Iyar is also the month where the Mun came down for the first time. We read in Parshas B'Shalach after Kriyas Yamsuf. Incidentally, that's the pasuk which says, "Ani Hashem Roifecha." Right after Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, "Imshamaya Tishma B'Kol Hashem Roifecha Ve'Ayosha Be'Ein of Ta'asa Kol Hamacha Lo Asher Samti V'Mitzrayim Lo Yosim Olecha Ki Ani Hashem Roifecha," which we all know Iyar is the acronym Ani Hashem Roifecha. And it's probably because this pasuk is right after Kriyas Yamsuf, which leads into the next pasuk, which talks about what happened on the 15th of Iyar, when there was no longer any matzah, when they needed the man on the 16th. So that's probably where they got that Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha, besides that it's true, but it's also rooted in this pasuk. Iyar is also the month where the Be'er, the well, the water that they had in the desert for 40 years, also began in the month of Iyar, as also we read the Parshas B'Shalach right after the story of the month. And then we come to the battle with Amalek. Vayavai Amalek, Vayilochem and Yisrael Berefidim. This is also in Parshas B'Shalach, which that battle began in the month of Iyar. Say the Roilim says it was Chaf Aleph Iyar, Chaf Beis Iyar. For some reason, we'll try to understand what the reason is, that Amalek begins his attack on Klal Yisrael purposely in the month of Iyar, not in Nisan. There was time. Kriyas Yamsuf was Chav Aleph Nisan. There was still time for Amalek to come and attack Klal Yisrael. Amalek first attacks Klal Yisrael in Iyar before Sivan in the month of Iyar. What's the reason why Amalek attacks us in the month of Iyar? Every month, as mentioned throughout these shiurim all the time, has a specific character, a specific mode, a specific letter, a specific combination of Hashem's name, a specific zodiac, mazel, horoscope, which even though we don't follow mazel, but there is a mazel. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Iyar is discussed in the B'nai Yisoskar, the Tzvila Tzadik, and the Shem Yishmu, and all the Sforim to talk about it, is Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yodoya. We know there are 12 different combinations of Hashem's name, of Yudkei Vavkei. Nisan is Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, which is Hashem's name straight. This month, Hashem's name is not straight, which indicates Midas Hadin, indicates some constraints. And that's the acronym Yud Hei Hei Vav, which is derived from a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which many times is after of Tzav. It's a famous pasuk. Al Yishalel HaChacham B'Chachma Soivi. Al Yishalel HaGibor B'Givura Soivi. Al Yishalel HaOshir B'Oshroi. Well, the person should not pride himself with wisdom and wealth and strength. Kiim bezois yishalel hamishalel haskel viyadoya. These four words: yishalel hamishalel haskel viyadoya. It's yud kei kei vav. That's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Iyar. So, what does that have to do with Iyar? Those four words literally mean that the only thing that a person should pride himself in is hasagas elokus, understanding godliness. The month of Iyar is the letter Vav. So says the Sefer Yetzirah, attributed to Avraham Avinu, Himlech Ois Vav Behirhur. It means every month has a letter and a mode. So the letter of Iyar is the Vav. It's like Nisan was the Hey. This is the Vav. And the mode is hirhur, which means thinking, the thinking process. So that's Iyar. Okay, it's nice to know that. What exactly does that mean? We also know that the mazel of Iyar is that of the ox, Taurus. Anyone born in Iyar knows that he's Taurus. So Iyar doesn't mean you're an ox, but Iyar is shor, mazel shor. And Nisan was tle. Tle is a lamb, a baby animal. A shor is an ox. Ox is a strong animal. It's an animal that toils. It's an animal that does work for us. It's interesting that the second day of Pesach, we began reading what's called the Kriya of Shor. Shor o'ez, o'kesev o'ez ki yivoled, v'hoya shivas yamim tachas imoy, v'yam ha'shmid v'hol. That's the Kriya of the second day of Pesach. It's called Tura, Moshach Tura. Mishru is the first day, and then Shor is the second day. Farshim asks, why do we start the Kriya with Shor o'kesev o'ez ki yivoled? We should start it with Eile mayadi Hashem, asher tikru o'ezim v'kroi kodesh, Eile hamayadoi, which is in Pashas Emor. Why are we starting with the ox, the second day of Pesach? What does that have to do with the ox? The second day of the Pesach, second day of Pesach is when Sfira starts. And most of Sfira is in Mazel Shor. We'll get to that soon, which is why we begin the laning of the second day of Pesach with the words Shor Echesiv Oyez Ki Yivoleh. Now we know, as mentioned throughout these Shiurim, that every month has a specific Shevet. There are 12 months, there are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 boundaries to the universe. So, which Shevet corresponds to Iyar? There's a three-way machloikus. You could say a machloikus. It's not a machloikus in halacha, but it's different opinions. Which Shevet represents Iyar? The opinion of the Arizal is that it's Yisachar. Yisachar travels second. He was the one who sacrificed on the second day of Nisan when they brought their sacrifices, when the Mishkan was inaugurated. So he's second, corresponding to the Chodesh Hasheni, which is Iyar. So therefore Iyar is Yisachar. Yisachar Chamor Gorem Roivei Spein Amish Besoyim. Yisachar is the one who toils in Torah. Not that he's, many confused and say Yisachar is the Talmud Chacham. All the Shvatim are Talmudei Chacham, and Levi is also known for Torah, and Yehuda is known for Torah, and even Zevulun is known for Torah, even though he had a job too. But Yisachar is the one who toils in Torah. He doesn't just learn; he works at it. Vayar menucha kitoiv, vayet shichmai lizboil. He doesn't just learn, but he toils. So according to the Arizal, Iyar is Yisachar. This is the month where the yeshiva's man starts. So, and the yeshivas that can connect it to Yisachar. Then there's the opinion of Rishay Mishmuel. Rishay Mishmuel, the Sachar Shavah, the Avnei Nezer's son, quotes the Zohar. The Zohar is in two places, in Vayishvach and in Vayichi. And the Zohar says something interesting. Zohar is very much related to this month, because this is the month of Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who wrote, well, this part of the Zohar he wrote, won't get into the controversy of that, but Lag Ba'omer is associated with the Zohar HaKadosh. So it's certainly appropriate to discuss the opinion of the Zohar when it comes to the month of Iyar. Iyar, says the Shem Yishmuel, is Shimon. Shimon is also the second. Yisachar is the second in the order of the way they traveled. But Shimon is the second because he was born second to Yaakov. First comes Reuben, then comes Shimon. So according to the Arizal, Nisan is Yehuda and Iyar is Yisachar. According to the Shem Yishmuel, and he bases this on the Zohar, Nisan is Reuben, Iyar is Shimon. Now, the Shem Shmuel, his essay in Iyar, please, this was Parshat Tazria Mitzayra, he elaborates on this. Basically, the gist of it is that Nisan is Re'iyah. Reuven is Re'iyah. When you see things clearly, Reuven is called Reuven because Ra'ah Hashem Ba'anyi. Hashem saw my pain and affliction, says Leah. So Reuven is associated with Re'iyah because in Nisan we see things clearly. In Nisan we saw godliness even though we didn't deserve it. Ro'asa shikha al hayam ashalei ro'u nevi'im ashalei ro'u yecheskel ben buzi zeh keili van vehu. Everyone was able to point with their finger. Marabet zvoi v'oimer zeh. There was no doubt. Did anyone have any doubt when they're standing by the Yamsif and it split that Hashem did it? Was there anyone who lacked in his faith in Hashem? They didn't have to believe. They saw it with their own eyes. They saw Yitzias Mitzrayim, they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw Makas Bechayros. That's why it's Mazel Tleh. A Tleh is a lamb, a baby animal. You do everything for it. It doesn't have to do anything. We didn't have to do anything in Nisan. It was all done for us. We saw it with our own eyes. It's clear. ER is different. ER is Shemen. Shemen comes from the word Shemiyah, which means to hear. Because in ER we don't see anymore, we only hear. We hear about it. The month of ER symbolizes a time when things are not so clear, and therefore we have to work in order to be able to see it clearly, because we don't see it with our eyes. That's why ER says the Shem Shmuel is Shimon. Shimon is Shmiyah. We're on a lower level in ER. We don't see exactly what we saw in Nisan, but on the contrary, because we don't see, so therefore more work is required of us. And that's what Hashem wants, that we should work at it, so that eventually we will see it because we deserve to see it, not just because we were given a gift like what happened on Pesach. We were given a gift, and afterwards it was taken away from us. For 49 days, we have to count and deserve it, and then we come to Shavuos, which is the day that we also see. We saw Hashem on our Sinai, Atah Hareisa Ladati Hashem Uho Elikim, but at that time we deserved to see it because it came after 49 days of toil. So that's what the Shem Yishmuel says. We have the time, because there's a lot to talk about, and a little time that we have, to discuss a little bit of Shimon's role and what does Shimon have to do with the month of Iyar. According to the Yaris Dvash of Granitz and Ivishus, who mentions his opinion many times here, so he writes that Iyar is Binyamin. He says the reason for it, very bekitzer, he says, is because in Iyar, the Beis Hamikdash, as mentioned before, Gerach Ziv, this is the month in which the Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, they began the construction for the first Beis Hamikdash in this month. Shlomo HaMelech begins Binyan Beis Hamikdash in Gerach Ziv, which is Chodesh Iyar, and the Beis Hamikdash is built in the portion of land of Binyamin. So therefore, Iyar is Binyamin. It sounds like a stretch, but that's what the Yaris Dvash says. So how do we reconcile, how do we put together Yisachar, Shemen, and Binyamin? It's interesting that the Neshama of Iyar is clearly Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai is Shin Beis Yud, which is Shimon, Binyamin, Yisachar, Rosh Tevis, the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's just a remez. What's the idea? What do these three have in common? And what does that have to do with us? And practically speaking, what is the Avodah of Chodesh Iyar? We know that ER is the acronym, as mentioned before, Ani Hashem Rofecha, I am Hashem, your healer. There are many other acronyms that the Svarim tell us that ER stands for. One of them is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel. So what does that mean exactly? And why Rachel? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, whoever the fourth one should be, maybe it's Reuven, but Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel, that's brought down in Sifrei Kabbalah, that's ER, which is the Merkava. The Merkava, which refers to the chariot of Hashem Kaviyachal, which we read about on Shavuos, Maisa Merkava, that's from Yechezkel. So there were four images: the image of the lion, the image of the eagle, the image of the ox, and there was an image of a human. That connected Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel. Rachel is known as the regular Revisha, the Merkava. Then there's another acronym for ER. ER stands for Oivai Yashuvu Yevoishu Roga, which is the last four words in Kapitel Vav of Tehillim. In Tachana that we say, which we'll start saying as we get into the month of the year. We haven't said it for a long time, perhaps we forgot those words, but those are the last four words of Kapitel Vav of Tehillim. Oivai Yoshuvu Yevoishu Roga. Then there's another acronym for year, Roitza Hashem Es Yireyav. Yira Hashem. So what do we make of all of this? We also know that there are certain parshiyos that are read at a given time. Always there are parshiyos that are read at a given time, and those parshiyos are connected to that time. The fact that we read Tazria, Metzora, Achrei Amos Kedoshim, Emma, Behar, Bechukaisa in the month of Iyar, in the Shana Pshuta at least, which this year was a Shana Pshuta, and most times it is. There's occasionally a leap year, then it's a little different. But when it's a Shana Pshuta, right after Pesach, and as we enter the month of Iyar, we're confronted with Tumas Leda, Tumas Nida, Tumas Saras, Tumas Zov, Zava. Very difficult parasha Tazria Mitzrayim to deal with all these Tumas, one after another. And that we're confronted with immediately as we enter the month of Iyar. And then we go to Achrei Kedoshim, Yom Kippur, and Kedoshim Tihi, and we have the parasha of Arayas. Then you go into parasha's Emor, which is about Yomim Tovim, and then we have Behar B'chukosai. There's something that is common, there's a common thread between these four parashiyos, some double. This in time we discuss why Iyar has so many double parashiyos. And that is the number 7 and the number 8. from 7 to 8. We all know after 7 comes 8. No one has to delve into that. But we see in these parashiyas 7 and then 8. Where do we see that? In parashiyas Tazria Mitzray, right at the beginning, the Tama Shivas Yamin Kimei Nidas Devoisa, a woman gives birth, Tamei for 7 days. Like a Nidas, Tamei for 7 days. Then Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimayel Besara Losa. So by a Zohar, if a woman has a boy, on the 8th day there's Bris Mila, and she's no longer Tamei, she's Tohar to her husband. She just has to wait 33 days to be Tohar to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Then later on in the parasha, we read about all these different leprosies, that there is a tumah of 7 days. Wait 7 days, close it, lock him up for 7 days. And then the parasha's Mitzorah, on the 8th day, he becomes Tohar and he brings all his karbonis. And then at the end of parasha's Mitzorah, we read about the Zav who has to count 7 days, then he becomes Tohar on the 8th day, and the Zav has to count 7 days, and Nida has to count 7 days, and on the 8th day they become Tohar. So this something about 7 associated with tumah. 8 is associated with Tahara. Once you reach the 8th day, purity arrives. That we see clearly in Parshas Tazria Mitzrayim. We go into Acharei Kedoshim. We learn about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, of course, is the day that is the day of Tahara. L'chnei Hashem Tizhoru. Kida Yomati Echapra Alechem L'Tahir Eschem. So they also have 7, 8. There are 8 sprinklings of blood. Achas L'mayla, Sheva L'mata. So the seven is associated with L'mata. We're down here, and the Achas is Lamaila, that's the Shmini. Then we go into Parshas Emor, as mentioned before, we have Sharoi Chesed Vayez Ki Yivole, the Hoya Shivas Yomim Tachas Ima. It's the 7 days the animal remains with its mother. Umiyoim Hashmini Vahola Yerot. Again, 7 and 8. Come to Parshas Bahar, there are 7 Shmita cycles. The Safarto Lecha Sheva Shapsa Shonim Sheva Shonim Sheva Pa'omim, the Hoya Lecha Yimei Sheva Shapsa Teisha the Arboim Shona, 7 times 7 is 49. Then comes the Kiddash Temes Shnas HaChamishim Shona, 50th year, which is the 8th cycle. That's Yoivel, who crossed them Dror Boros Lecha Yoshevecha. So what is it about 7 and 8 that are in all these parashiyos, and it's always read, especially in Hashanah Pshuta, in the weeks of Sfira? And here we see the same thing. 7 weeks of Sfira, and then we come to the 8th week, which is Shavuos. Shavuos is the 8th week of Sfira. We just don't count. We stop counting. Then we enter the 8th week, which Shavuos is like in years, what Yovel in years is, which Yovel is the 50th year, Shavuos is the 50th day. Yovel is the 8th cycle, and Shavuos is the 8th week. Bris Mila is on the 8th day, and Yom Kippur, Yovel, Shavuos is associated with number 8. Because during the 7 weeks of Sfira, we have to combat, and the whole idea of Sfira, which is Chodesh Iyar, is to deal with the Tumah of Tzaras and Leida and Nida, which all resulted because of Chet Eitz Hadas. And this takes us back in time, although this has been mentioned many times, but something, there's always something new. Was he trying to say something new? It all started as the Gemara says in Erevin. The Gemara says in Erevin, Kufam Midbeis, those who are doing that, Yomi will get up to there eventually, that Dam Nida and Tumah associated with it is a result of Chet Eitz Hadas. When Hashem says to the woman, to Chava, Ve'el Ho'isha Amar, Harba Arba Itzvoynech Ve'heroynech Be'etzef Teil Dibonim, which is the curse that came about as a result of Chet Eitz Hadas, that's referring to Dam Nida and Dam Leida, and all the Tumas mentioned in this week's parasha, including Saras. The Medrash Tanchuma this week's parasha tells us that the Nochash had Saras. Because the Nochash, who was the first to ever speak Lashon Hara, you would think, we all know that the punishment for Lashon Hara is Saras. And who was the first that ever gossiped? Who was the first that ever was guilty of Lashon Hara? The snake. That's why someone who speaks Lashon Hara is compared to a snake. So how come the snake never got Saras? The answer is, he did. She did, whatever it is. The Nachash got, what's the he? The Nachash got Saras. And the Medrash says, because the Pasuk says, Arur Atam Yikol Abahem, when we call Fachaya, Arur is Saras. And the Medrash associates it with the Pasuk this week, Saras Mam Eres Pi Tomehu. Mam Eres, it's a curse. Saras is a curse. So the Nachash was cursed. The Nachash was the first to have Saras. And the Medrash even says that the scaly skin of a snake is Saras. That's why it has to shed its skin. The Medrash this week's parasha. More so, we all know what the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kufnev Avadal. The Gemara says over there that when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, Poska Zuhamasan, this Zuhama, this impurity, which was because of Chet Eitz Hadas. In fact, the Gemara there uses the expression Zuhama. Ba Nachash al Chava vehitil ba Zuhama. The Nachash had relations with Chava. The Nachash didn't just talk to Chava, it was more than that. Hanachash Hishiani, Melashon Nisuin. There was some sort of relation to the Nachash. The Nachash was more than just a snake at that time. It had legs, it had some sort of intelligence. Nachash ba al Chava, whatever that means, vehitil ba Zuhama. That's Zuhamas Hanachash that's discussed in all the Svarim that we saw from till today. Which is what Amalek, who tries to continue in the legacy of the Nachash HaKadmoni, was trying to instill in Klal Yisrael on their way out of Mitzrayim, when they're finally trying to purify themselves from the Zuhamas HaNachash. Zochareis Hashos Elocha Amalek Baderech B'tseisechem MiMitzrayim, which is Chodesh Iyar. In Iyar, we're going out of Mitzrayim. V'hoitziyacho Esom MiMitzrayim Tavden Esor L'kim Alohor Azeh. So the Amalek comes purposely during the time when we're trying to rid ourselves of the Zuhamas HaNachash. Ashakarcha Baderech. The words Ashakarcha are exactly the gematria Zuhamas HaNachash. 821. Ashakarcha, the gematria Zuhamas HaNachash. Amalek is trying to sever, trying to disconnect us from Hashem, and trying to bring us back to Mitzrayim, back to Zuhamas HaNachash. As we'll see, Mitzrayim is the makor of this Tumah, which starts with Chet Eitz Hadas. It continues by Chet Ha'egel. The Gemara, that same Gemara in Shabbos, tells us that the Zuhama that left us when we stood by Har Sinai returns by Chet Ha'egel. So you would ask, so then, what happened to that Saras? So the same Medrash this week, Tanchuma this week in Parashas Metzora, tells us that every Jew who worshipped the Egel became a Metzora. And the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Vayar Moshe es Ha'om Kifaruahu. The Pasuk says Moshe saw that the people were uncovered. That's what it means. Like there was an embarrassment. Everyone was uncovered. Everyone saw what they were really all about. For Ruahu. So the Medrash compares this Pasuk to the Pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Tazria. Ish so Ruahu, the Hatzorua, Ashabai Hanega, the God of Yihyu Firumin, the Roisha Yihya Farua, which means that a Mitzorah has to let his hair grow. So like a Zaylus, like an Ovel, like a mourner, is not allowed to take a haircut. A Mitzorah is Pashut Kameis. A leper actually mourns his own death, so he sits shiva for himself. Badad Yeshev Michutz Lamachane, he has to sit himself in solitude outside of the Machane Yisrael, outside of Yerushalayim, which he cannot enter during the time that he's in Mitzayra. Badad in solitude, as Rashi says, he speaks Lashon Hara, he's a divider, he divides people, so therefore he has to stay separated from everyone else. So Klal Yisrael also by the Egel became lepers. The Satumas Tzaras, whether we're talking physical, spiritual, whatever this is now, but Tumas Tzaras is a reminder. As long as there's Tzaras in the world, that means the Chet Eitz Hadas is still here, Chet Ego has not yet been rectified. And that's the Avodah in Chodesh Iyar. The Svarim refer to this as Tzaras Moshcha Dechivya. Tzaras Moshcha Dechivya means Tzaras, the skin of the snake. All Zuhama, all of the sin, everything negative in this world is rooted in the skin of the snake, in the tzaras moshcha dechivya. And therefore the avoda of the yid is to be metaher himself from this tuma, which is what these parashiyos talk about. Parashas Tazria and Metzora, if you look into it carefully, doesn't only tell us about all the types of leprosy, it tells us how to rid ourselves of these leprosies. It talks about Metzora b'yoyim toharosoi, the Metzora on the day of his purification, and Torah goes through all the procedures and the process that the Mitzvah has to go through in order to become Tohar once again and to be able to re-enter Machane Yisrael and to be able to re-enter Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh Yir Shechubra Lo Yachdav, which we are expelled from because of Tumas Tzaras. That Golus is compared to Tzaras. The Medrash this week too, Medrash Rabbah, tells us that the four different types of Tzaras, Se'eis, Sapachas, Saharis, and Negat Tzaras correspond to Bavel, Moda, Yovan, and Edoim. So Golus is Tzaras. In Golus, we are all in a Bechina of Tzaras. And more than that, we are all also like Nida. Al-Kain le-Nida ha-Yasa, the Pasuk says in Eicha. Kol ha-Yoim Dova. Dova is Nida. Like a Nida is separated from her husband, we are separated from Hashem. And during these 7 weeks of Sphira, like the 7 days of Nikiyim, where the Isha purifies herself to be able to come back to her husband, so too we are purifying ourselves to be able to reconnect with Hashem. On Shavuos, the Yom Hashmini, Shavuos is the eighth day, and it was the eighth week, corresponding to the Yom Hashmini, Yimol Besar Olasai, the day of Yovel, the 50th year, Ukrosen Dror Ba'oris Lachol Yoshevecha, Cheirus Choris Al Haluchais, the first time the Torah ever talks about Shoifer is on Shavuos, Kol Shoifer Chazak Ma'oid, Vim Shoich HaYovel, Hemiyah Lebohor, and in the future, you talk about Shoifer Godel Ba'oidim. That's the Avodah of Iyar. In the month of Iyar, we have to humble what's referred to as Tzoras Moshcha Dechivya. That's why we immediately encounter Parshas Tazria Mitzorin, which talks to us about Tumas Leida and Tumas Tzoras and Tumas Nida, because that's the Avodah of Chodesh Iyar, to purify ourselves from these Tumas in this month. The first to combat this Tuma among the Shvatim, believe it or not, is Shimon. And where do we see this? We know that the donkey, the chamor, who Yisachar is compared to, incidentally, Yisachar chamor gorem, but not in a bad way. A chamor, Rashi says, is very strong bone, balat somai. So Yisachar was very strong in his toiling and learning and so on. But the chamor usually is a symbol of negativity. The Zohar says the reason for why Sachrish b'shoir v'chamor yachtav, although there's really no reason for it, it's like klayim, it's like Shatnez, Basar B'cholov, we don't really know the reason why we're not supposed to plow with an ox and a donkey. The Zayar says the Shor is Kedusha, Chamor is Klipa, it's Tuma, and you're not supposed to bring the two together. Meaning, Shor combats Chamor. The Shor fights the Chamor. The Zayar tells us, that this is the same Zayar that the Shem Yishmuel quotes, that Yosef HaTzadik is compared to an ox. That we know. B'chor Shoiroi Hodor Loi. Ubertzoinam ikru shor. So Yosef is compared to an ox. He's not mazel shor. That's Shimon is mazel shor. Yosef is compared to an ox. How interesting that these two are so similar. Shimon and Yosef are both connected to the ox, and yet there's such a divide between them. Shimon is the one who wants to kill Yosef. It's many times like that. You find throughout history, and even Ad HaYom Hazeh, different groups who feud with each other, and they're so similar. It's like amazing. They're so similar. And because they're so similar, that's exactly why the Eitzahara tries to separate them. Shimon and Yosef are very similar, very similar midah. Shimon is mazel shor, Yosef is compared to an ox, yet Shimon wants to kill Yosef. So the Zohar says that Yosef, compared to the ox, has to go down to Mitzrayim before Klal Yisrael gets there to be able to deal with the klipa of Mitzrayim, because Egypt is compared to donkeys. The Mitzrayim are compared to chamoyer. The Pasuk says, Asher besar chamoyerim besarim. In fact, Petach Hamor Tifta Biseh. What's the reason why we have the mitzvah of pigeon Petach Hamor? We have to take a donkey and redeem it with a sheep. That all came as a result of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say it every day in the Kaddish Likol before we put on the tefillin. Petach Hamor Tifta Biseh. V'im Loisif Tava Araftoi. Because as Rashi says, V'vishen Nimshalu B'chayrei Mitzrayim L'chamoyrim. The firstborns, but not only the firstborns, Egypt, B'chlal in general, are compared to donkeys. What's the donkey? So the chamor is from the word chomer, the chomer haguf. A person is comprised of two components, basically. There's a tzura and a chomer. You have a tzura, that's the neshama, the nefesh or elikiz, which is godliness. And then there's the chomer haguf, the body. And the chomer haguf, the body, the desires, that pulls us in the wrong direction. And that's where the yetzahara comes. And immediately as a person is born, the Yetzirah right away attacks us. Ki Yetzalev Ha'adam Ra Mina Urav, Mina Urav Ksiv. Immediately, Mishanin Arlot Seis Mimei Imei. As soon as a child is born, as soon as the baby comes out of the womb, Isha Kisazri Aviyolda Zacha, right away the Tumah, there's a Tumah immediately. Immediately there's a Tumah that attacks, that's the Yetzirah, the Nefesh HaBahamis, as is referred to in Sifrei Kodesh. That's the axe that is in each and every single one of us. Shor Oy Kesev Oyez Ki Yivoleit. Every person is born with an axe, with a kesev, with an ace inside of us. That's the animal behavior that we're born with. Adam Ayur Peri Yivoleit, as Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, which is a lifetime of work. And the month of Iyar symbolizes that. That's Mazel Shor, dealing with the Shor that exists in each and every one of us. And on the other hand, it's using Shor, which is Shimon, to combat Chamor, which is the Chomer Haguf. The Chomer, the materialistic part of the person that schleps us into Sheol Tachtis, that takes us down, is what a Jew is all about. A Jew has to elevate the Chomer, but first, you have to stay away from it. First, you have to fight it, you have to humble it, and eventually you can transform it into good. There's two avodas, one's called the Kafkia, one's called the Sapcha. A year has to first start with humbling it, not listening to it, pushing it away, then eventually to turn it around into Kedusha as well. So Shimon kills Chamor. We look in Parshas Vayishlach. In Parshas Vayishlach, we learn about Dina being taken into captivity. Batetze Dina Basleya, which is a remiss to the Neshama. The Neshama of the Yid is Dina Basleya. Batetze, she goes out into the world, Leroy's Bivnois Ha'aretz, and she gets Fachapt. Vayishkavoyse Vayaneha, and she's in captivity. Like the Neshama's in captivity in the Chaymer Haguf. Comes Shimon, together with Levi, but he's mentioned first. Shimon enters the city of Shechem, and Shimon kills Shechem as Chamor, Shimon ben Chamor, and the Pasuk says it again, three times. The Pasuk stresses that Shechem's father was Chamor. Like, why do we have to know the name of his father? And then later, that Shechem ben Chamor, Hargu lefi Chorev, and the Torah refers to Shechem ben Chamor, Hachivi. Chivi in Aramaic means snake. That's the Mashcha de Chivya. So Shimon is humbling the tumah of Chamor, kills the Chamor, Hachiv in the Sea Ha'aretz, and then takes Dina out of her captivity, and he marries her eventually. You know, the Nitzos, the Nitzutzos, HaKedusha, the flocks of Kedusha that are in captivity, we release them when we humble the tumah, which is what Avodas Hashem is all about. That's it, that's what we're here for. In fact, Svarim say, based on this pasuk, Yisachar Chamor Goreth. Yisachar means Yesh Schar. You know why a Jew deserves Schar? You know why you deserve reward? Because Chamor Gorem. Because you have a Chomer Haguf. You have a body. You have a Yetzirah. You have a Nefesh HaBahamis. And you fight it. And you don't listen to your Yetzirah. You deserve reward. Yesh Schar, Chomer Gorem. The Chomer Haguf is what causes it. Now this Chomer Haguf came about because of Chet HaTzadah. This Chomer HaGuf continues after Chet HaEgel. In the month of Nisan, you don't have to deal with it because in Nisan it's Reuven, it's Re'iyah, everything. You see clearly, you have miracles constantly, and Yom Tov. But as we enter the month of Iyar, we go from Reuven to Shimon, we go down. It's not Re'iyah anymore, it's Shmiyah, and we have to deal now with the Chomer HaGuf. That's how we prepare ourselves for Shavuos. There is a Tumah out there, there's a Yetzirah, there's a Nefesh HaBahamis, there's Tzarat, there's Nida, there's Zav, there's Zava, all of this. And that's what we have to purify ourselves from during these days of Sfira until we come to the Yom HaShmini, as we see in all these parashiyos, that the number 8 is associated with Tahara. There's no more Tumah, the Tumah is over. That's after going through these 7 weeks. Which in these parashiyos we talk about either 7 days or 7 Shemitah cycles or 7 weeks or seven going into 8. So Shimon and Yisachar, two different Shvatim, compared to two different animals, different ways of serving Hashem. Shimon is the one who cannot tolerate evil. Oyavei Hashem, sinu ra. He has a hatred to ra, which is why his name is Shimon. Shama Hashem, ki sinua anoichi, which also means I am hated, I am a hater, I hate evil. Which is why Shimon couldn't tolerate Yosef. According to him, Yosef was evil. He felt that Yosef was evil. Shimon is a tzaddik. He's reprimanded for what he did to Yosef, but he feels, in his opinion, and the opinion of most of the Shvatim, Yosef is a rozef, Yosef is ra, therefore, oh, yeah, Hashem sinu ra, we have to eradicate the evil, and not being spoiled, but what it's going to cause our father, just shows us how Hashem Shemaim it was, because if it wasn't, they couldn't have done such a thing. How could they even have sat down to eat afterwards, after selling their brother into slavery? Because they really felt they did the right thing. Yisachar is the one who toils, the one who toils in Torah. Because the way to combat the evil in this world is to toil, to work hard. A person who walks around all day and does nothing, a person who just doesn't toil, whether it's toil in learning or toil in work. Adam la'amo yula. It's toiling. A person has to work constantly and keep his mind occupied, because if not, he's going to fall prey to the Chomer HaGuf. So they complement each other. Shimon combats the Chamor. Shimon kills the Chamor. Shimon fights the Chomer HaGuf. That's the Avoda of Ir. That's the Avoda of Sfira. Together with Yisachar. Yisachar is the one who toils in Torah. Yisachar Chamor Gorem. Yisachar is able to deal with his Chomer because Vayet Shichmo Lizbo. And that's the Avoda of Chodesh Ir as well. And that's going to lead us to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is Binyamin. Binyamin, in his portion, Beis HaMikdash is built. Which is why the Yaris Vash says that Iyar is Binyamin, because that's the goal. The goal is to come to the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? What's Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says in Brachas, Nunches Amar Aleph, V'hahoid zuhi Beis HaMikdash. Hoid is Beis HaMikdash. We have Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid. What's Hoid? Hoid is Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Chayiv means splendor, majesty. So what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? This month, Iyar, is the month of Ziv. If you look in Chumash, there's only one place in Chumash where the word Hoyd appears, and that's in Parashas Pinchas. The Nasata Me Hoydecha Alot says the Unkelis Zivach. Hoyd and Ziv are the one and the same. So that tells us that Iyar is the month of Hoyd. Iyar is the month of Ziv. Ziv is Hoyd. Hoyd is the same letters as Dalaz Vav Hey, which is Dava. A Dava is a Nida. When we are in the state of Dava, which is in Golis, Kol Hayoyim Dava, the Hadava bin Idasa, we read these parashiyas this week, and then again in Kedoshim, again the Ishtash Yishkav is Dava. The Torah talks a lot about a Nida during these weeks, because it's during these weeks that we are purifying ourselves to come back, to reconnect to Hashem, because a Dava, a Nida, a Mitzayra, is on the outs, badad yeshev, what lacks is connection. There's no connection. There's pirud. By Yavai Amalek, by Yilochem in Yisrael, berefidim, freedom. There's a Amalek attacks us when we're disconnected, or he tries to disconnect us. When we are disconnected and when we're not getting along with one another, with 24,000 students, Rabbi Akiva fighting, that's when Amalek comes. But the goal of Amalek is to disconnect, to sever this relationship that we have with Hashem, which started with Eitz Hadas. As soon as the Eitz Hadas, Chetzer Egel, all of that separated us and put us on the outs. That's the letter Vav. Iyar was created with the letter Vav. The letter Vav is the letter that connects. Right? Vav means and. You're not supposed to start a sentence with and in English, but in a Sefer Torah, every single Amud of a Sefer Torah, except for six, begins with a Vav. You take a look. Same thing with Megillas Rus. Almost every single pasuk in Rus starts with a vav, except for eight sukkim ki yadua sefer Rus, which is coming up. What's this about the letter vav? The letter vav is the letter that connects. That's why there's a vav in Hashem's name, yudkei vavkei. And in fact, as long as Amalek is around, says the Kol Zman Shamalek Kayam Ein Hashem Sholem. Hashem's name is not complete. Which is the first letter of Hashem's name, which is missing when Amalek is around, is the vav. Because it's only Yudkei. Yod al Kes Ka. Melchom al Hashem ba Amalek midor dor. So the first letter missing from Hashem's name is the Vav, because that's what Amalek is trying to do, to disconnect. That we shouldn't focus on what we're here for. And he's trying to disconnect us. And unfortunately, he's very successful. And whatever method he has, in our time, it's not hard to imagine what it is exactly. But today we know what disconnects us and doesn't let us focus on what we're supposed to be doing during these days and during our lifetime in general, which the month of Iyar is a metaphor of Olam Hazeh in general. This is life. Life is Iyar. Life is dealing with the Chomer HaGuf. Life is Mazel Shor, Yisocha Chamar Gorem, counting, preparing, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chalek Olam Haba, which is why we're learning about Pirkei Avos these weeks. Pirkei Avos is the Masechta that was chosen, because Pirkei Avos is the Masechta that teaches us how to deal with the Chomer HaGuf. And the goal is Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'yadoa. Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'yadoa means that we should be able to think properly, and our whole Hasaga should be understanding godliness. That's what we should want to understand. We should want to understand the ways of Hashem. Like it says in the future, U'molo Ha'aretz Deya Es Hashem, as the Rambam ends with Hilchos Melachim, his Sefer Mishneh Torah, that in the future, that's all we'll be busy with is just La Das Ula Hasig Das Boyer. That's what we're going to be doing. Understanding Elokus, understanding godliness. But a mind that's preoccupied with nonsense, a person who follows his heart, so that his mind, that he cannot think straight. The goal of the Yid is to be, as we know, the Lashon is Moyach Shalit Al Halev. The brain is supposed to overpower the heart. That's why the brain is higher than the heart. You know, each one, they complement each other. Obviously, without a heart, the brain doesn't work. Without the brain, the heart doesn't work. But the Yetzirah, the Nefesh HaBahamas, that's in the heart. The desires are in the heart. The Nefesh HaLekis, the Neshama is in the brain. HaNeshama Shabimoyach, we say. So what we're supposed to do is have the Neshama overpower the Guf. Have the Nefesh HaLekis overpower the Nefesh HaBahamas. Moyach Shalit Al Haleis, which is incidentally the gematria of the Toitofos. The Toitofos, that's tefillin. Tefillin on the head teaches us. You put the tefillin on the head and on the arm, facing the heart. The goal of the tefillin on the head is that it should be Moyach Shalit Al Haleis. It's interesting, when the Jews came to Har Sinai, so the Pasuk says, after counting 7 weeks of Sfira and after working on all of this, so they saw an image, Kema'ase Livnas Hasapir. They saw a vision of what looked like sapphire stone. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So what does Kamasei Livnas HaSapir mean? Literally it means the bricks from the work that they did in Mitzrayim. There's also a remez, Kema'asei. Ma'asei stands for Moyach Shalit Al Halev. HaSapir is Osius Sphira. If they're going through the days of Sphira, and if they're reaching the level of Moyach Shalit Al Halev, they can think clearly now because they've humbled the Chaymer HaGuf. They've obliterated, sort of, to some degree at least, until Chetah Egel. They obliterated this impurity, the Zuhamas Hanachash. Now we could think straight. Yishal HaMasal Haskel V'Yodoya. And now is Doicha Tamat and Toiru. That's the Avoida of Sphira. Sphira doesn't only mean count. Sphira also means to polish. It means to shine. That Ziv. Ziv is shining. Interesting that the stone of Yisachar, according to the Arizal, Yisachar was the one, is the one who represents Chodesh Iyar. So the stone of Yisachar is Sapir. There are 12 stones. Oidem, Pitida, Varekes. Then there's Neufech, Sapir, V'yohal. Sapir is Yisachar. Sapir is sapphire. It's Sphira. Sapir, Oisir, HaSapir is Oisir, Sphira. That's the month of Yisachar, the month of Sphira, the month of Iyar. That brings us to Kemasei, Livnas, HaSapir. Mayach, Shalit, Al Halev. So that we can understand why the mode of the month of Iyar is Hirhur. Hirhur means thinking. Himlich, Ois, Vav, Behirhur. The letter Vav, which is the letter that connects, keeps us connected, not chas v'shalom, disconnected. Amalek, umalak. Amalek comes from the word umalak, which means to sever the neck. Amalek tries to sever the relationship. No vav, no connection. In Sphira, every day, you can't miss a day. Every day is connected to the next day. That's the vav. There's an opinion that divorces are not written in the month of Iyar because you can't write the word Iyar with 2 years. We don't know if it's 2 years or if it's 1 year because Iyar is a month of connection. No period in the year because we're connecting with Hashem. Ish v'ish azachu shchida shvuyah b'aneim. We're connecting with Hashem during these days. These are the shiva nekiyim preparing us for Matan Torah. So based on this, yes, there's a connection between Shimon, Yisachar, leading to Binyamin, leading to Beis Hamikdash. Because when we get rid of Dova, when we get rid of Nida, we have Hoyt. Dava is the same letters as Hoyt. Kiyadua, that there are letters, words in the Aleph, words in Torah, that have the same letters that have opposite meanings. Take, for example, Saras. Saras, you can't get a more negative word than Saras. But yet the same word, when you take that word and you turn it around, you get Atzeres. Atzeres is Shavuos. Chazal referred to Shavuos as the Yom Tov of Atzeres, which Atzeres means gathering together. Now, Yom HaShmini, Atzeres Tiyalochem, is also associated with Shmini. Atzeres is associated with Shmini. During the days of Tumah, it's Taras. But comes the eighth day, comes the eighth week, which is Shavuos, Atzeres. We turn around from Taras becomes Atzeres. From Nega becomes Oineg. Nega is leprosy. Oineg is spiritual. Bekaroso Mashab is Oineg. A Jew has to turn around its Sirufei Oisius from Ra to Toi. The same thing with Dova becomes Hoid. So what does hoid mean? Dava means nida, which means separation, outcast, badad yeshev. But after sphira, dava becomes hoid. V'ha hoid, zuhi beis hamikdash, says the Gemara, which means entering the beis hamikdash. A mitzvah cannot enter. The mitzvah is out of Yerushalayim. Mitzvah is not allowed to enter Emachan Yisrael at all. When he's no longer a mitzvah, he re-enters. He now can reconnect himself with Klal Yisrael. He reconnects with Hashem. He enters Yerushalayim, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav, and he comes back to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Shavuos. Reishis Bikurei Admatzcha Tavi Beis Hashem Aleikecha. Bikurim are brought into the Beis HaMikdash. We are Hashem's Bikurim. We are Hashem's first fruits. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tivuasai. When we're in Golus, we are all lepers. We're compared to Mitzrayim. Kam Shavuos is called Yoim HaBikurim. That's the day that we have to enter the Beis HaMikdash. We're no longer Mitzrayim. From Saras becomes Atzeres. From Nega Oine. From Dova is Hoid. The fifth week of Sphira is the week of Hoid. Those who say the Ribbono Shel Olam after, you count Sphira, Minhag Sfarad, like Chassidim, we say the Ribbono Shel Olam afterwards. So it talks about the Spheras. Every day has a specific Sphira. Like today, for example, is Chesed Shebet Teferis, the first day of the third week. Teferis is the third Midah. Then you have Teferes Shevet Teferes, which is the third day of the third week. Next week you'll have the fourth day of the fourth week, which is Netzach Shevet Netzach. And then you have the fifth day of the fifth week, which is Hoid Shevet Hoid, and that's Lag BaOmer. Now Lag BaOmer is considered from the greatest days, especially to those who are familiar. with what it says in Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Kabbalah, Lag BaOmer, is the day associated with the future. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He's already Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He's the gematria La'asid Lava. He's the gematria Rabbi Shimon. The gematria Machaya Meisim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is La'asid Lava. That's Hoy. The Ha'Hoy Zui Beis Hamikdash. And it's interesting that in the month of Iyar, you have Lag BaOmer. It's before we even got there. We didn't get to Shavuos yet. We haven't yet fully counted the 7 weeks, and we have this special day of Hoyt Shabbat, and we have Pesach Sheni, which incidentally, Pesach Sheni is the first day of the 5th week. So both Yomim Tovim in this month, Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer, are in the 5th week of Sfira, which is always in the month of Iyar, corresponding to Hoyt, V'Hoyt Zui Beis HaMikdash, in the month known as Ziv, which Ziv is a targum for Hoyt. And what's Hoyt? That everyone is, we're no longer Mitzrayim. We are no longer, it's no longer Dova, it's no longer Nida, there's no more Tzaras, there's no more Tumah, but already we have entered the Olam HaShmini, even though we have to wait till Shavuos. But on Lag BaOmer there's a Ha'orah of that. Pesach Sheni there's a Ha'orah of that. That's why we find that on these two Yomim Tovim there's a Tikkun, even for those who otherwise normally we would think there's no hope for. What happened Pesach Sheni? Those who weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach, I mean, forget it, it's over. What are you going to do? You can't do it, the day is over, you were Tameh, and that's it. They cried out, Lama Nigara, and they were Zoicha to a new parasha in Torah, Ishki, Tomei Lanefesh, Abedera Kachaika. You have another chance, Pesach Sheni, which is the first day of the 5th week, the week of Hoyd. Then we have Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What did he say? He's the one who says in the Gemara Sukkah, Yochayl ni lifter is kol ha'ilam min adin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said about himself, I can release the entire world from the Midas Adin. He had the power to be Malamed Tzchus. He's an Neshama of Mashiach. He has the power to be Malamed Tzchus on every single Yid. The Vilti Yidach, Mimenu Nidach. No Jew will be left behind, as we say. But there's a ticket for every single Yid. That's Lag BaOmer. I, Baruch Hashem, was Zoicha to be in Miron on Lag BaOmer, and I saw it with my own eyes. Every type of Jew is there. From the greatest, to who we perceive as the greatest, to the lowest, who we perceive as the lowest. It doesn't go by what you perceive anyway. The lowest who you think is the lowest can be the greatest. And the one we think is the highest could be the lowest. It doesn't go like that. But what we see, at least, people who look like, you know, with the Shemayna Begadim, and people who look like they're the most religious and so on, and then you see those who don't even wear a yarmulke. Everyone is there from all schools, from all segments of Klal Yisrael. So everyone comes stampeding into this little place. I don't know if it's bigger than this room. And somehow everyone gets in there. Like in the Kodesh HaKodesh, everyone fits in the Beis HaMikdash, everyone comes like Lag to Meron. I didn't think I'd be able to get out of that room alive, but eventually you get there, you get out, you get a good drink afterwards, but you get there. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Rabbi Aaron Carlina is Lakoil, is to everyone. And Kashem Shahakodesh Baruch Hu Lakoil, Kach Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Lakoil. That every single Yid has something to look forward to. Every Yid there's hope for. Yesh Tikfalach HaRiseich. That's why Lag BaOmer always falls out the same day as Purim. Lag BaOmer and Purim always fall out the same day because it's the same Bechina. What Purim is, so is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is last. Lag BaOmer is first revealed later on as we get further and further away from the previous generations. In fact, that's the month of Iyar when it's Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, even to those who don't see, even in a time when there's concealment, we have the Ha'orah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Incidentally, the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai on Shabbos, in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel. Lag BaOmer. The whole sugya of Lag BaOmer is Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel. And there it talks about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was in a cave for 12 years, and Eliyahu HaNavi comes to tell him that it's time to come out. It's over. You don't have to worry about the Caesar anymore. You are now being redeemed, sort of. You can come out of the cave, you can walk freely. All your problems are over. What day was that? Says the Arizal was Lag BaOmer. So Eliyahu HaNavi comes to take Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai out of his misery on his future yard site. And Lag BaOmer, the day of Giloy Hasoid, that's the day that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai comes out of the Ma'ara. So Lag BaOmer is a day when all of us can free ourselves of our miseries. A day that all of us can become B'nai Chayrin, even before Shavuos. That's what's unique about this special week, the 5th week of Sfira, and really every single day of Sfira, but especially the 5th week of Sfira, which begins with Pesach Sheni and continues with Lag BaOmer and prepares us for the ultimate, which is the Yom HaShmini, which is Shavuos, which the Pasuk refers to Shavuos as Yom HaBikurim. Uvi Yom HaBikurim v'hakrivchem mincha chadosh ala Hashem. So Chazal tell us, it's based on this Pasuk, it's a minhag that we eat dairy, we eat milk on Shavuos. We know what the Gemara says, Dam Nekar V'Naseh Cholov, the blood decomposes, the Dam Nida,
becomes milk, and it becomes tahor. Milk is really dam originally. It's a chiddush, you could even drink it. I guess if we would know where it comes from, we might not want to drink it. But that cholov was once dam. Dam nekar v'nasa cholov. On Shavuos, we eat dairy, we eat milch sticks to symbolize this idea. It is no more dover. Dam nida, the saras, zov is over. We are now entering the Oyam HaShmini, the Oyam HaShmini. Tahara, purity, white, the color white, that's cholov, is the color white, from red to white, the midas hadin, the midas harachamim, that's shvuas, which shvuas is a metaphor of la'osiz lovoi, but Hashem will once again appear and reveal to us the part of Torah which till now was hidden, which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai began to reveal, which the Arizal continued, the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal HaTanya, and all the great tzaddikim ad hayoyim that are continuously revealing the pnimius ha-Torah, the part of Torah which Mashiach is going to reveal to us, which now we have a little taste of it. Those who are zoichet to taste of it, that's the Yilana the Chaya that will be totally revealed when Mashiach will come, as Rashi says in Shir HaShirim. You don't have to only see it in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. Rashi says it in Shir HaShirim that La'osid Lovei Hashem will reveal to us those parts of Torah that till now were hidden. Hasagas Eloikus, Yishalel Hamishalel Haskel V'Yadoya, which is the acronym of the Kiruv Shem Havaya of the month of Iyar. We should all be zoichet to Ani Hashem Reif Echa. Refuah means healing, not just from physical ailments, but the healing from all the zuhama, all the undesirables, all the impurities that come about because of the chet hanachash, because of chet ha'egel. We need a refuah from that, and Hashem will heal us, but we have to do something about it. And that's the avodah of sphere. When we do what we're supposed to do, then Ani Hashem Roifecha, and we all reach the level of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel, which is the Merkava. Maisa Merkava. Maisa also stands for Moyach Shalat Al Halev. When a person is on that madrega that the brain rules the heart and he doesn't give in, succumb to the chaymer haguf, he's a merkava. He's like a merkava means a chariot. When you ride on a chariot, so the chariot doesn't do anything, the chariot just goes wherever you take it. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel were on that madrega that they did whatever Hashem wanted automatically. They became on such a high level that they wouldn't do anything which is against the will of Hashem. And every yid who wants can become like that. Every yid can be zeichet to merkava, to maisa merkava, which is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Oiva Yoshuvia Voishu Raga, getting rid of the Oye, the enemy, the Chaimer HaGuf HaMolek, and eventually to which is through Yira, right, to Hashem as Yireya, through Yira Hashem. The only way that we combat the Chaimer HaGuf is through Yira, which is the Avodah of Ir, the Avodah of Shimon. We should all be zeichet to use all of this in our daily lives and accomplish what we're all here to accomplish, and everyone compliments the other, and together as a unit. But with Achtus to be Mesakan L'Chet of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, we should all together go to Arzeinu HaKadosh. They once asked the Tzvila Tzadik, the Blue Shiva Rebbe, they once asked him, what day does he think is the most apropos for Mashiach to come? And his answer was not Pesach, he said Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a day when that which is hidden becomes revealed. Gilui HaSoi. You see, he was in the cave, he came out of the cave. He began teaching parts of Torah that till now were hidden. That's the day when the most well-kept secret in the world, which is when Mashiach is going to come, that's the best day for it to be revealed. This is what Tzvila Tzadik said about 120 years ago. So this year, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, we should all be zeichet that this, by this Lag BaOmer, we should all be able to celebrate together with Rav Shimon ben Yochai in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Agud Mechaydash, don't forget the bench.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.